And now, watch this. Sarah Nix and Charles Monroe Kane catch us up on documentaries just released for streaming.
Hey, Charles.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. What did you watch this week?
I watched Salinger, this interesting documentary, of course, about J.D. Salinger. And it was such a bizarre thing to watch because on one hand, you're watching a biopic of probably the greatest American writer, him and Hemingway, right? But you also know in the back of your head the whole time you're watching it, this guy wants to be left alone. He does not want this biopic to be made. He doesn't want people to meet him, talk about him.
They make that clear in the film?
Very clear in the film. But at the same time, they're invading his privacy by making the film. We have a clip about that that I think helps articulate that.
So it's 1979. I get an assignment from Newsweek magazine to photograph this author.
He doesn't like to be photographed, but we do know he picks up his mail in Windsor, Vermont. So I wait.
And then this Jeep pulls up, and he gets out, and he goes into the post office really quickly. And then as it came back out, I got it. I got Salinger.
It was weird to watch it for that reason. But then again, at the same time, I want to know more about him. And I learned so much. I'm going to reread the book now because of this. But I was left feeling a little dirty that I invaded his privacy because he was very clearly wants to be left alone.
Well, I also watched a literary-themed kind of program. It's actually part of a six-hour series. It's a BBC production. It's airing on PBS right now. And it's called Shakespeare Uncovered. I watched it in part because it's the 450th anniversary of Shakespeare's birth, as we know. I watched The Hour About Hamlet, which is hosted by British actor David Tennant, who was in a Royal Shakespeare Company production of the play. And it's kind of fun. We get to see some context. We go to the school that Shakespeare probably attended, and he talks with historians about things like what Elizabethan audiences would have thought about the ghost in the play. The most interesting part, though, for me, was his conversation with other actors who've tried to tackle the role. And here are a few, starting with Jude Law.
We know that this particular role is also like a sharing of one's soul. So it's like you're not just going to see your preferred actor, but you're also going to see them perhaps bearing a side of themselves and revealing a side of themselves that's really intimate.
I think of all the parts I've played, that one feels the most transparent. When you go and see it, you're seeing something very personal, private about the actor who's playing it.
Something extraordinary about stripping away your acting persona, really. I think in the end, you're standing on stage as David Tennant. Mm.
And there's this great moment in the Shakespeare documentary where David Tennant is standing at the Royal Shakespeare Company's gift shop, pulling all of these film versions of Hamlet off the shelf. So it's worth watching if you want a little literature in amongst your documentaries.
That was Sarah Nix and Charles Monroe Kane with Watch This. You can see trailers of the documentaries they talked about on our website at ttbook.org.